here as we work with our first integration session for round four. Welcome to this week's call on Buddhas and Butterflies. We're going to head into some breathwork integration for today. And this is a time of year where we can often use just a little bit of extra support that way. So I hope that this serves you richly and deeply. I will be playing music. I'm going to cue a little bit of breathwork at the beginning, and I'm going to invite you to stay with that breath rhythm as much as you feel called to. And I'm going to be cueing, however, not so much for the breath today, as I will be also doing some body talk. So primarily, I'm going to be focusing my words in that direction, and I'm going to invite you to see what it's like to actually engage both practices at the same time. And as we head into that, I'll have some background music playing for you. I'll pop it on into the chat feature. It's a particular album that I really enjoy. It's called Strong Medicine. It's called, the person orchestrating the sound, the artist, is Larimar Sound Alchemy. Larimar Sound Alchemy. Okay. So know that that is there for you in the chat feature if you'd like it. And I'm going to invite you to get comfy cozy, making a little bit of a nest for yourself, knowing that you will be breathing. So you're welcome to do that laying. You're welcome to do it seated too. The practice tends to be a bit more mild when we're seated. So if you have the space for it, I'm going to invite you to find a way to lay. And as you do that, making any adjustments, grabbing any blankets, pillows, and setting yourself up for comfort. As we head into this time of year, solstice being the time where we're transitioning from dark to light, the ending of the old and entering into the new. And some, although I acknowledge maybe many New Years, I acknowledge this as also a New Year of sorts. There is so many different myths and rich traditions around the return of the sun. And basically it's all pointing to the desire to gather together, to connect, to celebrate our blessings in community. So I'm really happy that we do that in a form in our modern world in this way today. So as you settle on in to your seat for today's practice, I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life, every exhale an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to appreciate it, to savor it. And on purpose, I'm going to invite you to scan your environment, inward or outward, your choice. Eyes open or closed, whatever feels right for you. And as you scan your environment, you're essentially letting your senses go for a bit of a walk around your space, letting them land on anything in particular that seems to be pleasant to neutral. And as your gaze lands on that pleasant and neutral thing, inwardly or outwardly, the invitation here is to notice what it is you like the most about that thing. It may be that it reminds you of something. There may be a particular shape, color, or size that's appealing. Perhaps it's the way the light, the shadow, cast different tonalities and dances and plays within the thing that you've landed upon. And whatever it is, appreciating it, savoring it, and noticing how your body responds And if any part of that body response is pleasant to neutral, taking time to savor that too. And as you continue to do that, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, who gather here with us, holding this space safe and sacred, nourishing us, guiding us, as we journey today with the breath and body talk alike. Thank you to the earth that holds us, the sky above, reminding us what it is to have space, to the fires that pour through us, purifying us, connecting us to source, and the waters cleansing emotions and consciousness. Thank you. And thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineage, and all that's gone into this sweet moment of connection today. Thank you to your villages, your tribes, chosen and otherwise alike. We ask that today's journey honor our friends' intentions here today, and that they ripple out in good ways, lightening their walk in this world, in this life. And may that serve in a ripple effect to lighten the world. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. I'm going to invite you to begin by opening up the mouth to the point of a mild stretch. And you may feel that at the back or the front. But see if you can open up to the point where you can feel like a bottle cap or like a toonie between the front and the back of the teeth alike. And as you open to this point of mild stretch, we're breathing through that open mouth, and there will be dry mouth, and that'll be normal. See if you can keep breathing anyways and ignore it. If you keep trying to swallow it or drink water to make it go away, it tends to get worse and follow you. So I invite you to see what it's like to simply be with it, not to change it or fix it or manage it. And that may actually be an ongoing practice in most every avenue of life. So as you breathe here, vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Like that vibrant inhale is just enough energy to lift up a hand if it was rising in the air, and the exhale is like the dropping of it. So this inhale carries a little bit of effort. The exhale is surrendered as it releases, falls out. And see if you can take out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath. Meaning just as that inhale is ending, the exhale begins, and just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. So it becomes almost like a pulse or a dance moving you from the inside out. And this breath as it flows gives information. So it's not actually what you're doing when you breathe, it's just the information that it's conveying that's important. So there's actually no way to do this right or wrong, there just isn't. It's just simply the information that arises from this particular way that you're breathing. And that likely will evolve, it'll change throughout your practice today, throughout your day itself, throughout your month, throughout your year. The breath is always changing, and it's always carrying information. So as we breathe in this particular way, we're just looking at what's here, with curiosity. Not to change it or fix it or make it go away, but to be with whatever's arising and to be as curious as you can to learn why it's here. It wouldn't be here if it didn't have something to share with you that was really important. So tending to what's here. And turning to yourself with interest versus a need to fix. What if you're not an improvement project? but something to be curious about. And as this happens, there may be feelings, sensations, memories arise. And the invitation will be to stay with it, to offer your breath into those areas, and honor any impulses to move or create sounds, as well as to let the body talk, support whatever is moving through the system in this way right now. And on that note, we're actually going to start off with lymphatic drainage through the right side of the spine. I don't usually see the spine like bifurcate that way, go bilateral, but for this purpose it is. And on the right-hand side, our masculine side, it's very much about how we're taking action, how it is we're moving forward, what it is we're offering in terms of creativity in action. So here, as we work with lymphatic drainage to the right side of the spine, it's going all the way through as well up to the brainstem and into the left brain. And running the permissions of what if you didn't have to figure it out in order to take action and move forward? Meaning, what if you didn't have to have it all sorted? Sometimes we think we have to have all of our ducks in a row before we can take that step forward. And then we get stuck on what I often refer to as someday island. Someday island, meaning I'll get there someday. I'll have it sorted out someday. I'll figure that out someday. I'll get to that someday. And it becomes this never-ending achievement project where we put it off endlessly. And I'm painting a very dramatic picture. It might not be quite that extreme, but it might be some variants of that. So whatever degree that pops up, like I need to have this done before I can move into this, noticing where that's actually maybe not as true as it might needed to have been. So just challenging that, if you're open to doing so. And what would it be to literally just move forward? To move forward and see what unfolds. Usually that goes with a certain level of vulnerability. And this, we're actually defining as answering your soul's call. Answering the call of the soul to move forward, to advance, to walk in its path that it was wanting to explore in this lifetime, and honoring its impulses. And essentially, as we release any mental limitations from the soul getting to advance and move forward in this life in the way that it's been destined to, been calling you to, been creating to some degree likely a certain amount of even hardship around wanting to get your attention, challenging you with conflicts to do just this. We're actually going to run a seed tree on, I'm going to refer to it as restrained suppression, meaning that habitual restraint of like, oh, I shouldn't do that just yet. I should hold back. And this seed tree is going to run for the next 8 days. Interesting timing. As that traverses, for those of you who celebrate, the vast majority of this holiday season. Right up until almost New Year's. The seed tree starts with C, circulation of all the healing resources. Blood that carries our passion. Nerve our communication. Lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help your nervous system, your immune system alike, to heal. And also bringing in the balance of the feminine essence of nourishment, the masculine essence of protection and hydration, which helps those cells to bring in water, joy, and release any impurities that no longer serve. Then D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking in the clutter of all that no longer needs to be here, and whatever remains gets to be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may seem like there is none before. And this release, this surrender, letting go, that comes with integration, introspection. We're actually linking that into the area just below the navel, anchoring it into what we might refer to as our center for creative action. This is a very yang area, known as the sexual chakra from a body talk perspective. It's also known as the lower dantian. And it's meant to circulate your vitality. So if you're open to it, I'm going to invite you to bring a hand just to that area by the navel and slightly underneath it. And breathe here. Excuse me. And as you breathe here, seeing if you can just begin to move the pelvis with this. So the inhale, the tailbone goes towards the earth, and the top of your pelvis comes towards the front body, towards the sky. And on the exhale, that motion gets reversed without collapsing in the heart space. So see if you can rock your pelvis with that breath. Every inhale, the tailbone goes towards the earth. Every exhale, the tailbone comes towards the sky, which is not usually the part we need to emphasize, by the way. That's usually the one that we've gotten. It's usually the posture that goes with our sitting in chairs with armrests. It's the posture that goes with looking on your phones, your tablets, your computers. It's the posture that goes with driving in your car. So see if you can more so exaggerate in particular that inhale with the tailbone dropping into the earth. And using this breath and this rhythmic movement of the pelvis in a way that the spine might actually begin to subtly feel some undulations or some energy rising and flowing. And it may not go all the way, it may just rise to a particular height, and wherever that rises to is beautiful. So you may feel just a part of the spine or the whole spine. And just staying with this breath practice, and you're welcome to actually stay with the pelvic breath for this entire duration of the remaining of the session, or for the next few breaths, whatever calls to you. And if you have the space for it, I'm going to invite you to also bring a hand to the heart. So you should have a hand just below that navel area if you're open to that practice, and a hand around the heart at the same time. And as you breathe here, the breath becomes like a pump into the pelvis and into the heart. In a way where you may continue to notice an undulation, that movement rise up through to the upper body. That spine may go all the way, even that spinal movement may rise even up into the skull. Depending upon your sensitivity, you might feel this through even the bones in your limbs. You may feel this entirely throughout the system of yours. And wherever your feeling is, wherever you're feeling it, know that we are deeply connecting the pelvis and the heart. The pelvis, center for vitality. The heart, center for harmony, begins to open in a way that allows the vitality to rise to the heart, and for the heart to harmonize the vitality and distribute it to the rest of your body and mind. In other words, this is your way of restoring yourself. If you were to watch little ones when they were sleeping move their body with their breath, this is the movement they would be making at rest. And their whole body would be breathing. As that pelvis moved, that perineum, the space between either vagina or testes and anus, begins to actually pulse as well. There's a pulsing with that, along with the crown of the head. And it contains the energetic you. So as we work with this breath in this way today, we're linking it through now to the eighth house, the house of death, rebirth, regeneration. And almost like we can look at the year of 2024 and locating those points which felt stingy, which felt like they carried Scorpio 8th house energy of like, wow, that kind of hurt, that sucked. And we invite you to imagine that we can take all of those through the kidney meridian and release them through the kidney 1 acupuncture point, which is on the bottom of the soles of the feet into the earth below. So releasing this, not just for you, but for the ancestors. We're also going to run lymphatic drainage through that kidney meridian to support this. Releasing toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And if you're open to staying with that spinal rocking movement for just a little bit longer, if you have the capacity to do so, we're going to balance the shoulder to hip reciprocals, both sides, as well as same side of this. So meaning left shoulder, right hip tend to compensate for each other, and right shoulder, left hip. There's a point in your development where it's left shoulder, left hip, and right shoulder, right hip. So we're going to include all the angles on this. And as we look at this, we're releasing, as the shoulders carry responsibility around your hips' foundation, how it is you've created, and feeling like you're responsible for being the creator of your next layer of foundation. Not feeling like confusion. It's like, how do I figure that out? How am I supposed to anchor that? As we work with this, doing a fairly substantial emotional release of grief, almost like the shoulders and hips could draw a little X, as well as like lines straight down. And right where that X, however, intersects is roughly in the mid-thoracic spine, maybe a little bit lower. And right in that area, there's like X marks the spot. There's a center here of feeling grief that feels like I don't even know what to do with this, a sense of powerlessness amongst it. So we're linking it through to the 12th house, house of the liver and its meridian, to offer a pathway through this in a different way. The liver helps to release old karmic patterns and tendencies and rhythms. As you release this through here, it's actually going through the family lines. We're going back 7 generations down dad's side, 4 generations down mom's side. And we're looking at the confusion simply around processing grief. We often do it in our current world by isolating versus sharing, connecting, being present with others, as was done years ago, and is still practiced in many cultures, tribes, places in this world. And as we support the system of releasing grief here, running the permissions, it's okay to be with this. And it's okay to feel this. It's okay to be with this. And it's okay to feel this. It's okay to be with this. And it's okay to feel this. see almost like a banner being like a sash being worn horizontally cross body from right shoulder to left hip. And it's carrying the weight of family expectation. Spoken, unspoken. And the weight of potentially having violated some of those, I'm going to say, family norms or the family customs, mottos, and things that were just like, that's the way it is, that's the way it's supposed to be. And if you're not doing it that way, then I don't know what to tell you, but that's not going to apply here. And releasing that fear of something different being threatening. Like breaking the cycle might disrupt the hard work of all the wisdom that was gained from generations upon generations upon generations. In essence, so I could sum this up, releasing the knee-jerk distrust of anything new or different that was carried in the family lines. And within that, knee-jerk suspicion of like, don't threaten me with something different. Okay, interesting. We're going to tap this part out here. So invitation to breathe and to receive, however feels right for you. Giving that a slow deep breath. And returning, if you haven't already, to that practice of vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, breathing without pause. And interestingly enough, for this next part, we're going into the left side of the spine. And there's actually like a sense of emptiness, a void, a longing for fulfillment. And there's a few things layered in here. One, times in which you felt bored or unsatiated, like unfulfilled in just what you were, in your environment, whether that be at home or at school or anywhere in between, which is a sense of like craving more stimulation than what you receive. There's also something like a sense of frustration around not being able to develop yourself to your fullest potential. And that may be connected to the lack of stimulation, and it may also have some of its own flavors and layers in here. And then we're working with the soul's ache to reunite. The soul's ache to remember where it's come from. The soul's ache to reconnect to spirit, which gets to happen potentially while you're alive in physical form. But the essence of who it is you think you are changes in order to orient to that. And yet there's this ache of the soul to tend to that supports you in doing just that. So there's nothing actually to figure out other than to just be with whatever's happening here inside of you. as we work with this ache of the soul. Not something to overly be fixed in any way, shape, or form, but just something to be honored. Something to be honored. And there's a lot of confusion in our world around how to do this. Man-made systems, creating man-made systems, creating adolescents who haven't figured out a way to really traverse through their challenges of their own stifled, suppressed, restrained, unfulfilled components of their disruptions in their childhood. Have created with adult logic, studies, science, everything that says this is the way it should be if we're going to get here, this is how we should advance. That knowledge may not have been completely in service of what the soul is attempting to do. For it's not about actually honoring anybody else's words or process. It's about turning inward and honoring what's here in you. And in this way, we become, dare I say, adults. We move in that direction. And it's usually a process of pain. As Carl Jung says, there's no coming to consciousness without pain. And on the left side of the spine, there's a sense of like, I'm ready to traverse whatever life is next, what has next for me. I'm ready to traverse these ideas that have been perpetuating the suffering. There's a deep longing, a desire. And it's simply a call for a surrender into. So not a doing, but a way of, again, being with. Surrendering into whatever is here. What would it be to just simply for a moment allow what is? I'm actually on purpose going to be quiet for a few minutes to just simply give this left side of the spine space to remember this process of what it is to just simply allow whatever's here to be here. If at any point in time, however, that's overwhelming, bring in the resource that you found earlier. And otherwise, seeing what it's like to just simply honor what's here without needing to change it or fix it, body talk it or breathe it. But just simply allowing it.
Thank you.
close that left side, the feminine, got to receive a few minutes of stillness, of space, to just simply be with what was. It creates almost like a restoration to the point where the amygdala complex on the left side in particular gets to begin to unwind, release any particular adhesions that were keeping it stuck in a holding pattern of I have to keep going. And on the right side, it's got permission to feel the good things again. In essence, in the midline, I get to slow down and take in the beauty of this life, of this world. As we link that through, in particular, to the septal region, and it's one of the midline structures in the brain, connecting us to bliss, well-being. It's also our center for orgasm, incidentally. We're going to just do a little bit of repair work too. It's got, in women in particular, four nucleuses. In the testosterone-laden brain, just one nucleus. And on the fourth nucleus, there's a sense of insecurity around, like, I shouldn't actually show people how much I'm enjoying this life. Or an insecurity around expressing joy to the point where it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy of don't have joy because then you're going to express it, so better to shut that down and not be seen as joyful. People will mock you, criticize you, tear you down. What are you so happy about? And as you release that fear of being seen in the fullness of your joy, the midline structures resonate almost like a string got plucked in a violin and there's like this reverberation to the rest of the strings harmonically, automatically, without having to have done a thing. But it's as if there is an attunement, an internal attunement, bringing in a harmonic resonance through all the midline structures of the brain, bringing a sense of individuation or integration. Individuation is a really big term, and the fullest extent of that would be to fully set aside the complete story of you, your history, to see what was actually underneath that all, what's animating it all. And this happens not by means of actually fixing anything, not by means of doing body talk or even breath work, but by means of simply being. By simply means of being willing to just sit with yourself. By means of willing to see that the story of you is actually not the truth of you. And as we begin to set the stage for that soul's craving to locate this, linking it through to the midline of the brain, we're activating the acceptance points in the back of the skull to support just that, a surrender into the acceptance of the presence of you, the presence of you. As the body gets to contemplate this level of consciousness, the body, the soma, often referred to as the voice of the soul itself, gets to simply be in alignment, be in attunement, be in the presence of the underlying wiring, the underlying capacity that's here, that's always been here, that's been waiting for nothing more than for you to surrender into it. And with that, we're circulating the CSF fluid, which carries nourishment and protection all the way through up to the pineal glands. Almost like it could energetically kiss the pineal glands and allow for the pineal gland to do what it does best. work with our circadian rhythm to balance our cycles of how asleep and how awake we are, which is also a metaphor for how asleep we are to the truth of our essence. So as this tickle, as this kiss happens between the CSF, and it circulates, it's almost like an orgasmic fountain that in the center, like it's going in every which 3D direction around the pineal glands, and offering it steadfastly opportunities to just joyfully exist. And to whatever degree the nervous system, which carries our protection, and thank goodness it does, is ready to surrender into that. We're going to link in particular the social engagement system, in particular carrying all the stress around, like, how the heck is this going to work through the holiday season? I already feel like I'm too spent and too exhausted, and I don't have anything left in the tank. And as we work with the social engagement part of the nervous system, which goes in, I'm not going to get all the angles, but to speak to some of the bigger pieces of it, into the inner ear, the eyes, back of the eyes, in through mouth, down through into chest and heart space. There's this desire for surrender, this desire for stillness to also be here. And we're simply running a cell repair here. Restoring these cells of this part of the nervous system back to their fullest potential of health. And we're releasing the expectation of the typical stresses of this time of year to be potent. And as that releases, in particular from the back of the eyes where that optic nerve runs, I see the eyeballs like drop back into their eye sockets, releasing their tension. It's almost like they were carrying a layer of vigilance, looking out for. And of course, what we look for, we find. And that in turn attracting particular experiences of that flavor of stress. And again, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And with a softer gaze, the peripheral vision begins to open up. And that peripheral vision opening up to take in, the fullness of life in ways that actually offer a more nourishing experience. Get to draw to you just that. Because again, what you look for, you find. So it gets to be a nourishing connection. A nourishing experience, a nourishing opportunity, nourishing emotions, nourishing relationships. And setting the expectation of that. Linking the entire energy of all that we've been working with in the head brain through to the tailbone and through to the feet. The feet are thought to, the arches of the feet are thought to have like little diaphragms. And the perineum right beside that tailbone is also thought to be, in a way, through that pelvic bowl, a key part of a diaphragm there. This is supporting now a new pulsation, a new grounding down into the earth, which carries all the components to grow new things, to grow new life. So notice, my loves, what can grow here now? What can grow? What can come alive? When your gaze is fixed on that which nourishes you. In a soft, open way. using this time to plant any seeds of that which you're drawing in, of that which you're calling in, of that which you are offering to this return of the light, to this return of the sun, who shines, who illuminates, who radiates. It's all a mirror, an expression of the fullest expression of your life force potential available. As the sun returns, he brings that sense of deep nourishment and deep protection. The sun thought to radiate from the heart space. Carrying within it the capacity for individuation in a way that allows the old to die away and the new to burst forth in its own death and rebirth. It happens through pleasure, through play, through the innocence of children. Happens in creative ways, in ways of social times, getting to be easeful and pleasant and light. But perhaps that's what this holiday essence is actually meant to have been this whole time. Perhaps it had nothing to do with Amazon or any commercial retailer. Perhaps it has nothing to do with anything other than a desire to give generously back in this life and to drink in the gift of presence that this light is meant to bring to our way, is meant to offer us. So breathe, my loves, breathe and drink in this light that's here radiating through this heart of yours. Everywhere you go, you've got a sliver of sunshine here. So breathe, my loves, breathe and drink in this radiance, this luminosity that is you, that's always been yours. And bear witness to what's here. Underneath all those things you thought were there, and surprise yourselves. And breathe, my loves, breathe. Breathe in this light, this essence, this you. For it is simply your birthright. And it's what all the everything else has been pointing you towards in this life. It just was really confusing at times and painful. And now my love, you get to rest. You get to rest in the stillness, the spaciousness, and the warmth of your essence, of your heart, of your light. So drinking in its breath. And perhaps you're no longer the one breathing. Perhaps you're just simply being breathed. And allowing this breath to animate, to flow through you in a way that lets you bring attention, love, warmth, care, tenderness into all the parts of you by simple means of breathing. And if you need a little extra support in that way, bringing hands to any parts of you that are calling in just a little extra love, where would that be in your body? Thank you. drinking in the gift of your presence, of your touch. Running one more cell repair to that part of you that most needs it, wherever those hands have lingered the most, the longest, and needs extra little bit of support, offering that here and now. As you do that, running the permissions, I surrender those jobs. Meaning whatever job that was creating that stress behind the need for the cell repair in the first place, that the body and mind are taking on as a problem to solve, it gets to release, it gets to surrender. In this way, inviting doing to transform into being. And then hooking a bundle of belief systems that were never yours in the first place, in the left atrium of your heart. And it was around this idea, this expectation of something that you were supposed to live up to, live into, accomplish in this life. Whether that was something you put on yourself or anybody else did. As you release that bundle of beliefs from the left atrium, it allows for the right atrium, where we think that the soul is stored from a body talk perspective, to begin to have an easier time of accomplishing what it's actually meant here to do versus working with any intellectually or emotionally programmed beliefs about what it is you were or thoughts you were supposed to be doing. And the irony is, it's not really even what we do, it's just the place that we're coming from that we do it, that the soul has more of an interest in. So it's more so the process, so to speak. And as I get refined through this heart space, lightening the load, just simply running the permissions, you get to come alive now. You get to come alive now. You get to come alive now. Linking that into the left hip to anchor a new foundation, a new receptivity. Linking that into the eyes to surrender softly into a new vision. Linking that right back into that heart, as well as crown of head, posterior fontanelle region, which is that soft spot that babies have, that closes up shortly after birth, to find the easy way through. In other words, without having to fight yourself on this, you'd find an easier way through this. Releasing the need to overly work hard. But by simply means, again, of relinquishing, surrendering, simplifying. And allowing yourself to just simply be here. We're going to tap this out here. I'm going to invite you to just simply breathe and to receive. And allowing yourself to rest. We've got a few minutes. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today in these ways. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, that gathered here with us. We give thanks again to the earth, the sky, the fire, and the water. And we ask that this work that came through today live on in good ways, that lighten the loads of all that walk in this world. And may we have the opportunity to radiate that outwards in the center of our beings. Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings to you all for solstice, for all the holidays that you celebrate at this time of year. And we'll see you again in January. We've got the next 2 weeks off. So that means we'll see each other in just shy of 3 weeks as we resume our regular Wednesdays. And thank you again for your grace in making this session up today in this way. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm going to stop the recording here, and if